Right? It's not only a training ground, but from your lens, what is it?
Well, we're accomplishing several different things here today. The burn's going to help maintain this area as a prairie for a couple of reasons, so that it is an extension of the Badger drop zone, so it allows more drop time for the soldiers when they're either dropping equipment or parachuting out. But on the natural resources side of the house, we've got several rare butterflies on the installation, so they're already found out in that Badger drop zone, so we're trying to expand their habitat. And one of them is the regal fritillary butterfly, and another one is the otto skipper butterfly. Both very rare. The otto skipper, we're the only place left in Wisconsin that butterfly can be found. So, and again, more than likely someday that species will be federally listed. It's not being considered right now, but it probably will be in the near future. The regal fritillary, we've got the largest population of that butterfly left in the upper Midwest. And that species is it's being considered for federal listing right now. So more than likely, a decision will be made within the next couple of years whether that species is going to be listed or not. So we'll be improving that habitat for those two species today.
How much exactly are we burning here?
This is 28 acre area today that we're burning.
Is this like a normal size for burnings, or is it normally like this one?
Well, we don't have huge fires on McCoy, so I would say, we have some that'll be in that 100 acre area. The largest fire we do is when we burn out the impact area, but most of our ecological burns are in this 50, 75 acre size normally, so not real large.
Any other questions? Anything else you can tell us about the purpose of today? And how often, how many prescribed burns have you seen over the years?
Well, I've worked on McCoy for 38 years, and I used to be part of the crew doing the burning too, so hundreds, if not a thousand burn. I mean, we'll do, there's a short burn window in the spring, but we'll normally burn 15 to 20 units at least in a year. We've got a burn rotation. Normally it's every 7 to 10 years in some of the areas we try to get back to burn them. There's other benefits with the burn too. Some of it has to do with invasive species management. So we'll burn particular areas to help control invasive species too. So there's a variety of reasons that we do burn.
What's it like to be there right now? Because you said you have lots of experience, right?
Well, today we got pretty cool weather. There's days when you can have warm, hot weather, and it gets to be a hard job. You've got to have plenty of water with you and everything too. This 28 acre burn's not going to take very long to burn, so it shouldn't be too hard for the folks, but again, you're always on your toes making sure. They're going to have a holding crew, which means once they get the area blacked out, they're going to have people watching to make sure there's not a jump in the line. That's their job to do that as the other people go and continue lighting, lighting the fire. So there's a lot of responsibility in that too.
So where are the training goes in?
All of these folks, the Army right now is trying to get up to what's called NWCG standards, National Wildfire Coordinating Group standards. And McCoy's not the only installation they're trying to get. All the Army installations are trying to get to those qualifications, but there's numerous types of trainings you have to take. There's different levels. You can be a firefighter one or a firefighter two, an engine boss, all the way up to a burn boss. So and you got to take different trainings for all of those different qualifications or certifications. So we'll actually send people. We had one of our employees go to Florida last spring for training. I think it was 2 weeks' time he was down there for training, and he's going back this year to keep getting more qualifications. So just trying to constantly improve.
Tim, these butterflies apparently are not here right now.
No, the otto skipper butterfly overwinters as a larva. That one again, we know it's found out that direction. We've never found it right in here where we're burning. We're just hoping. The regal fritillary, its host plant is violets, like a bird's foot violet. So this burning will help increase the amount of violets on the landscape and everything too. And an individual burn, you may have mortality for the butterflies that are found within that burn, but we're burning such small areas on a rotational basis that, if there were butterflies in there, they get killed, their larvae or whatever, they'll get repopulated from all the areas around us. That's the one advantage of McCoy. We have a lot of habitat on the ground. And so when we burn in that rotational area, we can improve the habitat without negatively impacting the population of those butterflies.
Actually, Tim, I'm frankly kind of surprised just personally to hear that. I think doing prescribed burns for the training purposes, I think that to me is the obvious reason, but for environmental endangered species, I didn't expect that.
Those things is we got to abide by the Endangered Species Act, and you know, just like every other agency, we to us, so we put a lot of time and resources and money into managing those species to try to minimize their impact on the environment. That's actually the largest population under one ownership of the environment. We've been dealing with that since then, and it's really we've been lost in training on training day because of that butterfly. The benefit we've got that butterfly. Landscape out here. It took me a long time to convince the trainers that that's a good thing. Because if you don't have those spots, you really got to protect those spots. You want to stop training. We've got that butterfly